You're listening to Witness Radio. Your station. Welcome to Witness Radio broadcast program.
Actually, one lady was killed when he was just chasing those elephants from the garden.
People fear moving at night. They fear going to their gardens.
Because of the light pollution, either the wildlife might fail to hunt or it might migrate to areas where there are better conditions.
Welcome to Witness Radio broadcast program.
Good afternoon, listeners from all over the world. Welcome to Witness Radio program broadcasting live from Uganda. On today's program, we delve into the significant impact of oil development activities in the Alberton region of Uganda, specifically focused on one of Uganda's oldest and most visited national parks in Uganda, the Murchison Falls National Park. In Murchison Falls National Park, oil sector infrastructure such as drilling rigs, well pads, floor lines, pipelines, roads and others are being developed to enable commercial oil production by Total Energies ENPU BV under the Tilenga Oil Project, which is part of the EACOP Oil Project. A recent study report titled Murchison Falls National Park is Dying, How Oil Activities, Climate Change and Poaching are Negatively Reshaping the Park, conducted by the Africa Institute for Energy Governance of Yogo and its partners, has revealed alarming findings. The report highlights that oil development activities are threatening the existence of wildlife conservation in Murchison Falls National Park. This 24-page document outlines the chilling effects of oil development on both humans and biodiversity. The study expresses growing concerns over light pollution, increased poaching risks, heightened motorization, and the escalating deaths of local community members living near the park. This study confirms what environmentalists and experts have long warned about regarding oil activities in Uganda. Numerous reports have urged the Ugandan government to halt these operations, including the EACOP project, due to the significant environmental and social impact. However, the government has continued to turn a deaf ear to these concerns. And taking you to the study, analysis of satellite imagery from May 2024 shows rapid development of numerous well pads and the clearing of land for roads and pipeline networks inside the park. Murchison Falls National Park is a significant tourist attraction due to its rich biodiversity. According to the Ministry of Wildlife, Tourism and Antiquities 2024 report, Murchison Falls National Park received the highest number of tourists among all the national parks in Uganda between 2019 and 2023. Data from the ministry also indicates that in 2023, Murchison Falls National Park welcomed 141,335 visitors, which is equivalent to 36.4% of the 387,914 tourists who visited Uganda's 10 national parks. Witness Radio spoke to Afiego's Diana Nabiduma, one of those who took part in the research of the study report. Community members affected by oil activities and government officials about the findings of this report.
You're listening to Witness Radio,
the new online radio that makes you happy.
Thank you to our listeners who are still tuned in to the Witness Radio program. Continuing with the program, experts have revealed that 5 people have died ever since the oil development in the park began. Between 2023 and April 2024 in Bulisa District, 5 people living around the park have been killed by elephants. The oil host communities, according to the study, reported that elephants are moving from the park and invading communities, killing people and destroying crops. The memories of Mr. Dison Twesige's daughter, killed by an elephant on 25th March 2024 at home in Bugana Chuchoke Village, Bugana Parish, Bulisa Sub-County, are still lingering. Bridget Katulinde is the 5th person to be attacked and killed by elephants in Bulisa District. She was killed by elephants that came at night at around 10 p.m. and started destroying her crops. Residents who spoke to Witness Radio Uganda stated that the oil development activities have worsened the situation, noting this issue never existed before.
Before, it was not attacking us so much. Yeah, I can say due to these oil and gas, when they have come to start their project, that is why those animals decided to shift from the park and then crossing to the community's land. This is why these animals like elephants coming out to destroy people's crops. And even when people are just moving, maybe in the communities, they just meet them and they just kill them. 5 people were being killed, actually. One lady was killed when he was just chasing those elephants from the garden.
Now, since this project has started, everything started coming out. And we came to realize that they come because they don't need noise. They don't need light.
They expressed fear of losing more lives and concern of their ability to access their gardens and wells.
People fear moving at night. They fear going to their gardens because they suspect elephants may attack them.
In addition to losing their loved ones, residents are also frustrated by the unfulfilled demands for compensation for property damaged.
We have complained to those responsible, but we have not gotten justice. People remain not compensated, despite the lives and property lost.
According to Diana Nabiruma, experts say oil drilling causes vibrations that drive elephants away from the park to nearby communities.
Since Total deployed an oil rig in the park to extract oil from the nature reserve, communities have complained severally that elephants leave the park and go into their farmlands where they destroy crops. The elephants not only stop at destroying crops, but they've also killed people. For instance, between 2023 and April 2024, the elephants killed up to 5 people. Mothers, children, and men have been unfortunately killed. But we shouldn't blame the elephants. The elephants were living in Murchison Falls National Park peacefully, and they were coexisting with communities. But since Total started drilling in the park, we are told by experts who operate in the park that the elephants started feeling the vibrations from the drilling rig in their feet. And as a result, because the elephants are disturbed, they are moving away from the park where they are facing disturbances and into communities.
The chief warden of Murchison Falls acknowledges the public's concerns, but denies that the elephants escape from the park due to oil drilling.
The concerns you have raised are really important. I agree with my local communities. Yes, some people have lost lives because of the elephants. Yes, I regret the fact that we lost lives. That is very, very bad. We don't encourage, we don't want that to happen. And all efforts are in place to make sure that no more death is registered in that category. No, I was saying on the issue of oil exploration, I have no fact to allude to.
Mr. Fred Kiza
refrains from exploring what might be causing this increase in elephant movement. Regarding compensation for damages, he acknowledges that the government has been delayed but assures they are taking note and will address the issue.
But also what I can able to say is that true, the procedure is lengthy for processing the compensation. I wish this money was just here in my office. I just can hand over to people. But the procedure is lengthy, but people have to. There's a lot of verification that needs to be done. And I think that is the only process which has delayed.
Away from the elephant's escape from the park, the park is also facing challenges from light pollution caused by the drilling oil rig. This artificial illumination is disrupting the natural behavior of nocturnal wildlife, further threatening the delicate ecosystem within the park.
The light pollution, or the light from the rig, can be seen from a village that is as many as 13.9 kilometers away from the park. Now, we know that there are nocturnal species or nocturnal wildlife in the park, including lions, hyenas, leopards, birds and others, which prefer to hunt in the darkness. Now, if you have light pollution in the park, it means that you're negatively impacting these species or these wildlife's capacity to hunt. There are indeed fears that biodiversity experts have expressed, saying that because of the light pollution, either the wildlife might fail to hunt or it might migrate to areas where there are better conditions than there are in Murchison Falls National Park.
Furthermore, the planned Victoria Nile crossing to be constructed by Total is expected to negatively impact the Murchison Falls Albert Delta Ramsar site, an internationally recognized wetland. This critical area, known for its significant conservation role, is at risk of degradation due to the proposed development.
Total intends to construct a pipeline called the Victoria Nile Crossing under the Victoria Nile. This pipeline is worrisome because it's set to affect the Murchison Falls Alba Delta Ramsar site. The Ramsar site is a key biodiversity area. It's also an important bird area. It was designated a Ramsar site by the Ugandan government and is internationally recognized as an important wetland because of the important conservation roles it plays. Vulnerable bird species such as the shoebill call the wetland home, and all efforts must be made to conserve the wetland. Now, if you have a pipeline being constructed within an area where the Ramsar site is, then you create opportunities for degradation of the Ramsar site, which means that we could degrade the habitat for vulnerable species such as the shoebill bird. Now, the Ramsar site is also very important to Ugandan socioeconomic well-being, because it is a very important spawning ground for the Lake Albert fisheries. Lake Albert is one of the most diverse fisheries in Uganda. The lake has over 55 fish species, and over or about 10 of these are endemic. What does that mean? That these fish species can only be found within Lake Albert. They cannot be found anywhere else. Now, when you have a pipeline being constructed across the Victoria Nile, which pipeline could affect the integrity of the Ramsar site, you endanger fishing livelihoods.
Another significant impact noted is the increased motorization within the park. According to the study, the construction of oil roads has led to an increase in accidents and is disrupting habitats for various fish species,
as some roads cut directly through their living environments.
But it's also important to note that oil roads have been constructed in the park, and these could negatively impact biodiversity by increasing road accidents in the park. Indeed, some Ugandans have reported on social media that when they have moved through the park, they have noted roadkill within the park. They have noted wildlife, or they've observed wildlife, or they have seen wildlife that has been subject of road accidents in the park.
When Witness Radio reached out to the Uganda Wildlife Authority regarding their response to these concerns and efforts to protect Murchison Falls National Park, they were reluctant to comment on the findings of the report. Mr. Bashir Hanzu, the spokesperson of Uganda Wildlife Authority, stated that the report had not been shared with them and their team of experts had not yet reviewed it. But Afiego insisted that they had indeed shared the report with the authority.
For the record, the Afiego has never shared that report with us. My team was asking me, how did they take what you have given me as authentic? I did not have an answer. The Afiego basically works alone in their team, so they don't share feedback. They sent it to who? Anyways, bottom line is, my team hasn't given me any feedback about the report because they are telling me they haven't seen it. I shared it with them. They asked me, do we take this from you or from Afiego?
Witness Radio's attempts to obtain the government's response to the report's findings were unsuccessful, as the Ministry of Energy and Mineral Development did not respond to the reporter's inquiries. However, in June this year, the ministry's Assistant Commissioner for Communication, Dr. Patricia Luthor-Kevin, sent a text message to Witness Radio addressing the environmental impacts associated with the project. She mentioned that the ministry and government of Uganda are committed to ensuring that oil projects are executed in an environmentally sustainable and responsible manner. She acknowledged the potential risks linked to oil exploration and production, which prompted the establishment of robust regulations, monitoring mechanisms, and contingency plans to prevent and address any environmental incidents, including oil spills. She further asserted that the ministry and government are diligently focusing on potential risks and what they can do to avoid the risks, claiming it is premature to judge the project based on unfounded references.
Thank you for listening to Witness Radio broadcast program.
Nawendia chikomando, nchimanyi mbunide chikomando na enzira wape. Na yeka tiba menye, nzira wape. Zira kusitriti! Ba zira kusitriti! Ochitekera! Zira kusitriti! Bangenda kumba!
Agenda batia ukutiji ingirida. Obaba achukola batia. Tetuama ni atuge ndo ukula banga kakande. Hazene fairo, hazene fairo. Mamatu gamanto ya guze chaka. Kwafe ya guze kwani. Hetaka yafu.
WitnessRadio.org changes all of that.
This is Witness Radio, connecting indigenous and local community voices.